opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is going to be hard for me to hold it for about 2 hours for what you told me before the show about camp stats. So I'm going to do my very best because we got Tim Bontemps at 7:20 and we're going to talk about this Darius Garland stuff. And at 6:43, I think Stephen votes guessing. I don't know whether to start attacking him or whether to feel bad for him. I don't know what I want to do yet. But what you just told me before the show about people using actual, like, completion percentage in training camp of OTAs of one day where media is available as a reference point. People aren't really doing, you know what? People are just, give me 1 minute. Start the clock, Owen. Can you do that for me?
Yep, you're on.
Boom. People are really doing that in this city? Somebody's doing that literally?
And it's not just here. It's because the visuals of random graphics and whether or not any of them were even accurate. I mean, nobody really cared. It's not like there was videotape of every single throw.
I thought it was a gag. I really thought it was a gag.
This is a serious reference point.
That's
the thing. I think it might have started out as a gag, but eventually people were using it to either justify things they've already said.
Oh, that's stupid.
Or to present a new viewpoint. And then I told you before
the
show.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard all summer, and I mean that sincerely. I really hope.
I clicked on Facebook.
I know
Facebook,
I'm a Big J journalist now because I've
Facebook,
won awards.
Kenny,
but
there was a link that I clicked on, and when I clicked on it, it was Shedeur Sanders did what? And then it was him just throwing a pass with no pass rush or anything.
10 seconds.
What I'm going to say.
And then the graphic.
Fans can think whatever they want. If there's guys who are actually behind a microphone doing that, that's silly. That's really dumb. Irresponsible, even.
Your minute's up.
All right. I'll do more of that at 8 o'clock. Maybe I need to cool off a little bit because you plant these things. Lime is good at planting seeds, and then they just sprout, and some go faster than the others in my head because he knows how to play me like a fiddle. So does Keith. So does Owen, for that matter. But we got to get to the Darius Garland stuff. Thank you for letting me do that for 1 minute exactly. All right. Darius Garland, he hurt his big toe, and he got surgery. Successful surgery, so they didn't have to lop the thing off. Yes.
He hurt his great toe.
Well, I don't want to get bogged down in the minutiae that I've never heard of the term great toe before in my life. I've only heard big toe. I've never heard great toe.
Just telling you what the press release said.
Somebody tweeted at me that they've heard of this little piggy has gone to market, but they've never called it a great toe, and I never have either. But you know what? The doctor did, so okay, fine. It's a great toe. He hurt his big toe. He got surgery on the big toe. He's going to be out 5 months, right?
Well, there was a discrepancy about that.
There's a discrepancy.
There have been two different timeline horizons, as Andrew Berry would say. Two different timeline horizons.
We had
shared
thought partners coming together with the doctors, and the training staff, and the people who run the franchise.
The fortunate thing is there was thought symmetry that was entrenched in some of those discussions.
So I'm not laughing at his injury. I'm laughing at the wording there. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So very vague. Like the normally when, especially at the end of the year, there's no competitive advantage anymore. It's not like there's any basketball to be played. I think there was a thought that the Cavs were holding back on some of the medicals just because they might have thought, hey, we don't want Indiana to know what's going on in this and Miami to know about what's going on in this. Be that as it may, remember, all that discussion led to some of the biggest voices in sports, Stephen A. Smith and others, Justin Termini, who we had here locally.
Ooh,
who was
tough talking Termini.
Talking about guys that have been beheaded and still played in playoff games somehow.
Yeah.
That all came back to Darius is the biggest wuss of all time because of the toe and not being able to play in the second round of the playoffs. That's literally what people were saying, all because of the vagueness on the injury stuff. They remember the Cavs called it day-to-day. And then eventually, Darius, I thought, and we talked about it, and he didn't play well, but we're like, he gutted it out. He heard that criticism.
Yeah.
You couldn't go 5 seconds without somebody lobbing something at him, and so he played in those final two games. And he was wearing specialty, we called it clown shoes, and he was falling over himself.
Yeah, because he wore the big clown shoes, and then it literally fell as he was crossing the timeline. Yeah. He fell over and nearly got the ball stolen. I think they had to use a timeout, if I'm not. Maybe he was able to pick back up his dribble.
And
I forget.
Was without the NBA Finals logos. He wasn't tripping on the stickers or any of them that were superimposed onto the court.
At this pace, I don't know if he's going to be able to trip over any NBA Finals stickers, but that's for a different conversation. I'm glad we're on. At least I was on the right side of history here. I'm relieved. I'm not glad because I'm not glad that he's injured.
He was clearly injured.
I'm relieved. Well, because we had said it. I go, it's hard for you if there's guys on the inside. There was nobody on the inside saying that this guy, he could go. Like, I ain't going to lie to you guys. The whole Jed Wills thing, there were plenty of people who were like, he can go. There were plenty of people in the building. So it was a lot easier to go, yeah, he's not doing what's necessary to be able to come back and play. I know it's a different sport. No, it's a different league, different mindset, different lifestyle, whatever. But there was plenty of guys going, yeah, he can go. And so it frustrated you. There was nobody. You were doing the broadcast before and after the games. There was nobody saying that he could go. There was plenty of people saying this is a re-aggravation. This is something he's been bothered with. And if he can't go, he can't go. He's going to do his best to go, but I wouldn't be surprised if he can't go. Darius Garland, he said it himself. He was going to try to go for game two. You remember he said that to Jared Greenberg. It's a ugly thing to look at in real time because you need your player back. And in the end, it didn't even matter because it ended up being a gentleman's sweep in so many ways. So it's frustrating to see all this happen. And now that he's going to be out for an extended period of time, I mean, I'm sure we'll get into the trade talk, but there is a revisionist history to go along with where we do have a compilation. Mitch was able to put it together, Stephen A., Justin Termini, Richard Jefferson on the Garland injury.
A toe injury is significant, can be very painful. I understand that. You got to be damn near crippled if you can't play. You got to find a way to get out there. I mean, damn, you got all off season to heal. Somehow, some way. I mean, you're on the brink of elimination. I mean, you got to get out there. Limp your ass out there no matter which way you got to do it.
You know, Kevin McHale did play an entire postseason with a broken foot when he already had 3 championships. And Darius Garland's got a sprained toe. Is there a reason he can't throw a uniform?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And do something like that. I won't even say he's got to go out there and play 10 minutes, 20 minutes, etc. How about throwing a uniform on and taking a free throw at the end of the game if your team needs you in a spot like that?
When you start looking at how they're going to defend, whether it's, you know, Darius Garland, when you're pointing out you got your ankle tweaked, which I don't ever question injuries. None of us do.
Yeah, totally.
But if your ankle's tweaked and you're down 0-1 at home and you looking right and you're like, wait, he not going to play? All of us can't not play. Somebody got to go. Somebody's got to help this out. We down 0-1. If that's not your mentality that I'm going to push through this, or somebody has to.
So apparently he was damn near crippled, quote unquote. Right?
That was the quickest anybody has ever gone from, I will never talk about injuries, in the same sentence, I don't understand why they're not playing with the injuries.
Audio courtesy ESPN, our show, and Richard Jefferson's podcast.
Road tripping.
Yes, road tripping. Thank you.
Go ahead. Quite literally tripping is what Darius Garland was doing when he was trying to play with the crippled toe. So there's a bunch of stuff here. First of all, the vagueness of the Cavs led to that compilation that you just heard. Had they have been specific at any point, if they had said, and you do see this from time to time, like Jaylen Brown with the Boston Celtics, we knew way back, I think in April, that he was dealing with a meniscus slight tear, that he could take the injections, he could try to play.
Right, that's a great point.
And then it's whether or not it's going to heal on its own or he's going to have to go under the knife. That's something the Boston Celtics, as everybody knew, their opponents knew. Now, did the Knicks have did they have a competitive advantage playing against him, knowing that he had an injury? Did they go at him a little bit more? I mean, these guys have game film. They can kind of see the reaction of all that. So
you're right about this, though. The vagueness hurts him.
And I would even say this in the press release that came out yesterday, there still is no specifics. Like, I had to ask around to a bunch of people. And as you know, Kenny,
A lot of people. You talk to a lot
of
people.
I know a lot of podiatrists. I run in the podiatry community. Being dead serious, I was getting these texts yesterday. And look, nobody has the chart in front of them. Nobody has the x-ray. Nobody has any of that stuff in front of them. But they were all saying the same thing, which is, well, it depends. If it's either this weird sesamoid bone and the small bone develops to the tendon, whatever. It's all whether or not that actually has been impacted. And if that's impacted, how that's going to be treated with his recovery. So it's not the end of the world. He's going to play basketball again. He's going to be fine. He's going to be Darius again. There's some questions about whether he could get, you know, tendonitis, arthritis faster down the road, but whatever. He's going to be fine. So still, even yesterday, the vagueness in what the actual injury is. Notice, nobody has said turf toe. We heard it was like turf toe during the playoffs, but they never once said, hey, there is going to be a question about whether or not he needs surgery at the end of the year. They could have said that at any point.
Yeah, they never
really
did.
It's a fine line. It's not like the injury, honestly, it's not like the injury is 100 times worse because he needs surgery. It's normally just a small, is it healing on its own? No, they waited a month. People are like, why didn't he have the surgery right afterwards? Well, he's waiting to see if it heals. That's normal. That's standard operating procedure on a lot of these types of injuries. So his pain was going to be the same either way. I mean, that is the one thing I saw yesterday when a bunch of people, and I thought rightfully so, like, don't you feel stupid now questioning, you know, him, his mentality, his toughness? The reality is the injury, the pain threshold was probably the same either way, whether he needed surgery or not. Yep. But we all knew he was injured. That was the thing. I don't understand how anybody could have watched him play and not seen he clearly had an injury.
Yes. Well, I think you're right about that. I have to ask, though, does he come back? You said same old Darius, right? Okay, does he come back as the same old Darius for us, or does he come back the same old Darius for somebody else? Because clearly there's conversation where he would be on the block. There's no official block yet because the season's still going on. The finals are still going on. But clearly he's on the block. I know that there's conversation about Kevin Durant going to San Antonio or or going to Boston or whatever. I know that there's conversation all over the place. There's no official block yet, but once the finals are finally over, then it's going to be a block. He's definitely on the block. So what type of value you, because you were like, well, not anymore on Twitter. Is this takes him off the deck?
Yeah. So I initially,
this takes him off the market here.
Yeah. I initially thought so just because, you know, there's going to be a flurry of activity going on with other trades. You know, remains to be seen if Giannis starts that domino or if it's just Kevin Durant and, you know, the players from that level. Mm-hmm. But I thought when this happened, I'm like, you know, maybe it allows the Cavs to take a step back. Other teams that might have been engaging potentially in those conversations take a step back and see, like, he's going to be fine. It's not like this is going to put a damper on his career trajectory or anything like that. But, you know, do teams want to actively pursue just a guy when, you know, there's always big buzz around a trade when a trade goes down with a fan base that is getting that player. And it's like, oh, you're not going to see him at the start of the year. Potentially. We still don't know. I mean, maybe he recovers even faster. What's the rush? If I'm Darius, I'm taking my good old time.
I agree.
I guess in just listening to other people said, no, this is not going to derail his trade. So I guess hard for me to know. My snap judgment at the start was, well, he's probably not getting traded now. I heard otherwise. I mean, even Danny Cunningham was on yesterday, and he said, you know, the door is still open.
I would have to imagine. So I said otherwise to you. I said, why does this have any sort of an impact on why he would or wouldn't get traded? I think that anybody's trading for him right now, if you're trading him, you're in a weird space with a potential deal. And this is why you got to think about this long and hard other than, well, he's just a sissy. No. Whoever trades for him is, you're not just going to tank the thing out with Darius Garland. Whoever trades for him has playoff aspirations. However, you're the team that has finals aspirations, so you're trying to trade him away for these role players. That's why I'm thinking, boy, this is a very delicate thing that we have to pay attention to. Because yeah, I will tell you, fit does matter more in the NBA than it does in a lot of other things. And I think it matters more than what I realize and what I wanted to realize here. But again, you got to think about the team that's trading for him as well as the team that wants to trade him away or would want to trade him away in this scenario.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.